A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You say he's a plain
fool.
A man never spends his money. You call him a what?
Miser.
Right. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Explain that though.
When you use the word common
right.
about a person, what does it mean? Or if you said that girl is very common, what do you mean?
Describe it. I know what you're talking about, but to describe it. Have very low morals or character.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't know his age, you say he's still quite, you know, he gets about and he does everything he wants, so you say he's still quite what?
Right.
All right. If a younger person you're talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the growth, on the go, excuse me, you say he's very what?
Fast.
Any other term of a young person?
Very active.
Okay. The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
All right, you say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm what?
Afraid.
Other words?
Scared.
Okay. A person who gets afraid easily is a kind of what?
All right, repeat that.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of what?
Scary.
A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is what?
Scary.
All right, she isn't afraid now, but she... She's not afraid now, but she...
Maybe.
All right, was at one time. So you say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
Was.
Or what? She isn't afraid now, but she...
She was.
She was or she what? If she isn't anymore, she what?
Used to.
Alright. She didn't used to be afraid of the dark. I can't understand now why she's afraid. She, well, what's the opposite of used to be?
Opposite.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty what?
I'd say who, but careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
off.
All right, something else for all. If somebody acts out of the ordinary, we say they act what?
Crazy.
Or what's another term? People who do strange things, you say that he acts awfully what? Not strange, but what?
Nutty.
Well, not nutty, not that severe. What else? Can you think of any other term?
Weird, queer.
Okay. Somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it is mighty what?
Stubborn.
Or in arguing with someone like that, you might say, don't be so...
hard-headed. Okay.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty...
sensitive.
Or if somebody loses his temper, when the least little thing goes wrong, he's awfully...
hard-headed.
If you were saying, I was just kidding him, I didn't know he'd get
angry.
If he's so bad temper, if he is a bad temper all the time, he's what?
Hot temper.
Okay. Somebody about to lose his temper, you tell him just
Bhikkhu.
If you have been working very hard, you said that you are very
tired.
If you are very, very tired, you said that you are all
worn out.
And then if you are very, very tired, you say, I'm completely
exhausted.
If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
was healthy.
No, with reference to her becoming ill, so she said, last night she was
taken sick.
All right. But she'll be up again by, oh,